The following story has been brought to you by StoriesToInspire.org.
Avigdor Miller, when he was a rabbi in Brooklyn, when he was much younger, we know Avigdor Miller, he was already famous, Rabbi Avigdor Miller, but when he was younger, he was a rabbi in Chelsea, I think it's called Chesley, New York, or Chelsea, one of those places. I don't think any Jews are left there anymore. And when he first became a rabbi, every single day, the book said every single day, he will get up in front of his congregants and he would tell them, any child that wants to start learning Gemara or Mishnah, I'm the rabbi, I'm willing to teach them Torah for free. I'm here for the youth. The old men are leaving within a couple of years. So who makes a difference? The youth, the teenagers, like this organization, the youth makes the biggest difference. Got to focus on the youth. So Avigdor Miller said, I want to learn with any boy Gemara or Mishnah, I'll teach him Torah. And the story, as the biography about him said, every single day he said it, nobody even approached him. People were just folding their talitot and tefillin and walked out in front of his face. And he said it again and again. And I'm thinking to myself, Avigdor Miller, that's so embarrassing. You're such a big Tamid Chacham. You're a genius in Torah. And you get up every day and everybody's ignoring you. Nobody's taking for your offer. He kept on going and going. One day, after he said it, he leaves the shul. And an older Ukrainian lady runs after the rabbi, Avigdor Miller. And she tells him, Rabbi, I have a son. I want you to learn with him Torah. Avigdor Miller got excited. Finally, I have a customer. He told her, tell him to meet me in my office in the shul. Avigdor Miller goes inside. Suddenly, he sees like an older gentleman walking in. This old lady's son was already in his 40s, late 40s. And he walks into the room. Avigdor Miller did not expect an old 40-year-old guy to walk in. He thought, I'm teaching a little boy. And he said he was very taken aback. This is what you give me? And then he started having thoughts like, Hashem, I'm standing every day saying, Hashem, please give me, I want to teach Torah. I'm embarrassing myself and I'm doing it. Finally, you send me somebody, you send me some guy that's an older single person, almost 50 years old. Avigdor Miller said that it was a nesayon for him. It was a test. But he said, I'm going to overcome this nesayon and I'm going to appreciate the opportunities Hashem gives me in life. And I'm going to focus on this guy. Avigdor Miller learned with him, Abotai, for many years. Learned with him. Eventually, this boy became a big Tamid Chacham. He moved to Boston, Massachusetts, and he started a whole Hebrew day school on his own. And he had hundreds and hundreds of students in that school. Avigdor Miller, for many years, when he already was in Flatbush and Ocean Park, he would say, from this lesson he learned, that no matter how much things Hashem give you, it's not about how much you have. Don't always look for other things. Hashem already gives you opportunities in life. The question is, how much do you appreciate and how much do you work in the opportunities Hashem already gives you? To me, that was a tremendous lesson, not only in the speaking world, anything in life. A person has, let's say, one child, or a person has three children, or a person, unfortunately, doesn't have any children, yet doesn't should have children, but they have a husband and a wife. Or if a person goes to work, he wants to teach Torah, but he doesn't have anyone to teach Torah with. You have coworkers, you have friends, or you have friends in class. When a person focuses on the opportunities Hashem already give them, that will lead them to success. That gives atzlacha. And that is what we learned about Avim from this Gemara. Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov did not have easy lives. But they always knew, Yeshli Kol, I have everything I need. Avigdor Miller was begging to learn with people. Nobody came except this older single guy. But he said, you know what? If this is what Hashem gives me, that's everything I need. And I'm going to focus on this guy. Look how much Tamidim, how much students are produced from this guy. He always mentions, his name is Kaufman, this boy eventually got old. His name was Kaufman, Rabbi Kaufman. He already passed away. What a tremendous lesson. It's not about how much you have in life. It's about how much you appreciate what you have that Hashem already gave you.
Enjoyed this story? Come again. Bring a friend. StoriesToInspire.org